Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Wednesday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
One of the major agricultural stories of 2025, the changing face of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We saw, of course, at the beginning of the year the departure of Tom Vilsack as Secretary of Agriculture for the second time in the Biden administration. And with Trump administration number two coming in, he quickly named Brooke Rawlings as his Secretary of Agriculture. She worked in the first Trump White House as a key policy advisor, now the leader of USDA. And one of the things that Secretary Rawlings has overseen, the leaving of a bunch of USDA employees. More than 20,000 employees have left the U.S. Department of Agriculture over the first half of 2025. Nearly one in five workers departing the agency amid a wave of buyouts, according to a new report from the Department's Office of Inspector General. The report found that USDA had 110,384 employees as of January 11th, at the beginning of this year. Between mid-January and mid-June, 20,306 employees left the department, an attrition rate of about 18%. The overwhelming majority of those departures came through the administration's Deferred Resignation Program, a voluntary buyout initiative. Inspectors found 15,114 employees, roughly three-quarters of all departures, left under that program. The staffing losses were felt across every USDA agency and in all 50 states, Washington, D.C., and U.S. territories, though the scale varied widely. Among the hardest hit agencies, the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service lost 25% of its workforce, while the Ag Research Service saw a 23% attrition. Rural Development, which administers housing and utilities and economic programs in small towns, lost 36% of their employees. The Forest Service lost 5,800 employees, or about 16% of its staff. The report shows agency attrition rates ranging from as low as 7% at Farm Service Agency county offices to as high as 67% in the office of the secretary. At the end of the day, it's very possible that you know one or more folks involved of these departures from USDA in 2025. A small team of folks getting ready for the 6th Annual Cattlemen's Congress this week. And when we greet 2026 this coming Thursday, the gates will be opening for breeding cattle arrival at the OKC Fairgrounds. There's a couple of sales scheduled for Saturday, January 3rd, and the first shows of Congress will be Sunday, January 4th. 26 breeds will be featured at Cattlemen's Congress this year, over 20 sales, and some of the very best seed stock purebred animals in North America will be in Oklahoma City from January 4th through the 14th. Details at cattlemenscongress.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Tulsa Farm Show and the Oklahoma City Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, March 19th through the 21st at State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager, 800-873-1411. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Farm and Ranch News. I'm Ron Hayes.